Mr. Travis Shaw playing live for us in the studio. That was amazing, that all that sound from one bass.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was just 100% improvised, which is something I do, something very near and dear to my heart. And sometimes improvisation comes with little little quips and things, but... that's something that I've done since I was a kid, is just to sit down and play and find sounds. And as an adult, I continue to do that, hopefully on a little bit of a higher level. And also when I find certain things that I really like or that I feel really connected to take those and develop them into compositions and something that sticks around.
That is so impressive. And I mean, you were playing chords on there. You remember back in the day when, really and truly, bass players did not play the melody in a song. And they did, I mean, what they may have done was fantastic, but very rarely did you hear bass players playing chords. And now, for some bass players in certain genres, that's almost par for the course.
Yeah, man. The development of the instrument has... it's developed exponentially. And anything that you find people doing on any other instrument, you can find them doing on the bass guitar now. That being said, 90% of my living as a musician is made by playing one note at a time, locking in with the drummer, and being a very good, functional bass player. However, as an artist, I think it's important for me to be well-rounded and to, I'm trying to strive to find my own voice using just the instrument.
Excuse me.
And I'll never be able to replace the feeling of playing with other musicians, because that's the highest place. But I spend a lot of time working on music on my own, and so I think it's natural that I start finding ways to create on my own in a format that doesn't require other musicians. And this instrument that I'm using today, it kind of caters to that a little bit more, because I have an extra string and I have the lower parts of the bass that you would normally have, you know, to play in an ensemble. But then I also have kind of like these higher parts of the instrument that can, you know, kind of like fake a guitar, I guess, in a way, or even like a piano. I mean, so I can combine different sounds together, and it just gives me a new palette. And this has been something that I've started working on in the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got this instrument not that long ago.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is truly an interesting bass guitar. As Travis mentioned, he has 5 strings on here. But overall, the bass, this particular bass, looks a lot like a hollow body guitar. Not even an electric guitar. It looks like a hollow body guitar. And I'm amazed that you can still get so much bass out of that body.
Yeah, well, this is a really cool instrument. It's made by a company called Boulder Creek. I spent some time in China this summer with the Augusta University Jazz Band. And I was going to be playing upright bass over there, and I was going to have an upright... I wasn't going to be able to travel with one. They were going to get me one when I got over there. But I wanted to take an instrument, because I can't imagine, we were going to be over there for almost 3 weeks, and I can't go 3 weeks without playing. So I found this company and I found this instrument, and it's an acoustic bass guitar with a It's typically five string basses have a low string on them, but I took the low string off. I added a high string. Gotcha. And I took this bass to China, and the first one I got had a couple of problems, but then I sent an email to the company, and the CEO actually called me.
Interesting.
You know, the next day, and was like, "Hey, what's wrong with the bass? Let's get it figured out." And so I thought that was a really good sign that that I was really interested in working with this company. And I've been really happy with this bass, really happy with it. And it helps that right now I have it plugged up to an amp, and I have it plugged through a couple of effects pedals to just give it a little bit more air, mm-hmm. a little bit more depth to the sound. But it sounds really great just on its own, too.
And you know, Travis, there are a lot of people who are interested in instruments, some who are specifically interested in the bass. They're looking at this acoustic bass, the typical electric bass. What are going to be the main differences between those in light of the fact that with a regular electric bass, you can get a five-string or even a six-string?
Yeah, man, there's so many great instruments on the market now. It's really hard to give advice as to what somebody would connect with. You know, this bass right here, I use only in a solo format. I don't use this bass in a band setting.
Interesting.
If I'm playing bass in a band setting, chances are I'm playing upright bass. Or if I'm playing electric bass, I have a Fender, as plain as you can get, a Fender Precision bass, which was the first electric bass invented.
Yeah.
And it's still the industry standard. And I have one that was made in 1974 that I got last year, and I love that bass. And that's what I use when I play in a band setting. Because it just does its job. It locks in with the drums. It doesn't sound amazing by itself, but it sounds amazing in the context of the band.
Interesting. Okay.
So, I mean, I think for me, what I'm looking for from an instrument in a band setting is I want it to create a cushion. You know, I think of the bass as kind of a cushion in the music. I want it to create a cushion that everything else can stand on. And then it translates what's happening in the drums to what's happening in the guitar or the piano. So it's kind of like the bass is like this cushiony bridge in the music. Yeah. That's kind of how I think about it. And that's what I'm looking for.
So a cushiony bridge that's helping to connect all the other pieces.
Yes.
The band, the piano to the guitar, to the drums, et cetera, whatever's there. The bass is helping to pull all of that together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the glue.
Interesting. All right. We got another one, ladies and gentlemen, that I want you to hear from Reinvention. And then we're going to hear, Travis is going to bring us live again when we come from this next break. This next one, song number 6, Travis, is something I'd like for you to begin the discussion as we get ready to go to break.
Okay. This one's called Consider the Lilies. And it was written around this bass line that you're about to hear after this break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Consider the Lilies.
So that's the bass line that everything was constructed around right there.
Interesting. Let's hear more about that when we come back.